What it do?
Love Hope Radio.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. That's some wild shit. I guess I had to reset that bit.
This one too.
I can hear this better without this motherfucker. But that just means they gotta go through a goddamn mixer.
Once again.
Jazzy motherfucking ass microphone.
Every time.
What kind of shit is that? Well, we cool though. Fuck, I ain't even wanna have all this shit in my motherfucking ear any goddamn way. So look, this is what we gonna do, man. We gonna get this music popping off and shit. Have everybody chilling. Get yourselves together, man. We got a couple of minutes before we get into the nitty-gritty of the show. All right, I'm going to bring some shit up. Now, y'all heard the song in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? That was my rendition. And actually, it was an old-ass rendition of Do For Love. You know what I'm saying? So.
Old,
yeah,
did that back in the day.
Oh, man. So y'all just kick back, get your shit together. I'm going to put y'all some grinding music on, and y'all grind for a minute. I'll be right back. Hood Talk Radio. Well, alrighty then, y'all know what the hell it is. You wanna go. Alrighty. Well, you got a couple topics we wanna touch on and everything. Y'all tuned in to Hood Talk Radio, man. Who that? Who that? You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Max English, man. We got some shit that we got to discuss with y'all. And that we want to really just, you know, talk about some normal everyday shit. Now, before we get into, you know what I'm saying, the conversation, I just want to bring something up. I know y'all have seen that Metro PCS commercial where dudes with a girl and a guy sitting there talking about, who taught you about Metro PCS?
Yeah.
You, baby.
Right.
Who taught you about common sense? You. Common motherfucking sense is, you ain't got to pay motherfucking $900 for an iPhone, and when you can go to Metro PCS and pretty much spend about $200 on a top brand phone and get all the same features, okay? Y'all motherfuckers ain't got to go that far with that shit. Niggas don't act like that for real.
Mm-mm.
And if they do, it's because y'all want them to and y'all paying them to.
Okay.
But y'all stupid motherfuckers thirsty for that check. Gotta get that check, nigga. Play yourself. Now, everybody see you, that dumbass nigga on that Metro PCS commercial. Yeah, with about $100,000 in my pocket. But you, that dumbass nigga.
On Metro PCS.
Right. They living like the motherfuckers.
What was it again you said in the beginning?
The dumbest. But the most racist. You know how they expect us to dumb ourselves out for everything. And I'm sorry, people. But that was just a wisecrack.
But what is it about the common sense?
It's about the common sense.
Common sense tell motherfucker that you ain't supposed to be wearing that tight ass shit.
Okay.
With all your fat fucking hanging out.
Right.
You nasty ass, that shit ain't fucking sexy and it ain't fucking appealing.
Sorry.
You look like a fucking surgery act.
And she look like she too old to be acting like that anyway. She might have a deficit upstairs. You know what I mean? Who taught you about common sense? Like the boy mama didn't teach him about common sense. She liked something about his ass, but then he one of them moldable characters.
Right.
That's once again, what do you see?
A pawn in the chess game.
So, she not only molded him, but they both got molded in the game of Metro PCS. All right. There's a lot of shit going on out here. I heard and I checked up on it myself, watched a couple videos about Michelle Obama and Venus and Serena being men, born men anyway, and now,
man, that's a hell of a fucking man transformation, to tell you that.
Well, as far as the twins go, I never really did get a chance to get a good gawk at Michelle Obama.
Look, I watched the damn little bio on Serena and them.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, them girls, them ain't no motherfucking boys.
Man.
Now, for a motherfucker to even fix their mouth to say that they boys, I tell you one thing. Ain't no white folks got as many motherfucking trophies as they got in that motherfucking field.
Sure don't. And believe it or not, white people just said they was born men. And that's the shit that fucked me up, man. How you gonna, you know, just
outright. Because they always want to try to discredit an individual.
Well, yeah, because ain't nobody died in their place. And they ain't shed no blood, none of that shit.
Ain't even no motherfucking controversies and all these motherfucking lifestyles and rich and famous is all across the world and shit. Nah.
They got their motherfucking money.
They got the fuck out the way. Like
and
they
Illuminati
Saudi.
Right. They Saudi. God damn it, those girls slipped through our hands and it's nothing we can do. Let's tear them down.
And it's too late. You can't tear a motherfucker down when you got Fat Lou.
Fat Lou. Man, I can walk around and be geeked all day long.
These girls ain't got to fucking work no more for the rest of their life.
Right. And you see who they done tamed, though. They done, I watched Fast 7 over the weekend.
Your boy, Tiger.
Man,
they just shoved that motherfucker and brought him back. And then told him, said, this is how you going to act.
This is how you going to act, motherfucker. If we find out that you're cheating on us again, we going to expose your ass again.
Take your ass to the ringer.
We going
to
let your wife bust you in the head with the golf club this time. If we hadn't hit you with the GPS, go this way, Tiger.
But look, I knew the shit was going to come down like this because, look, the man got 5 fucking green jackets. He can wear a fucking green jacket every day of the week. Just to flaunt on them motherfuckers and shit. Can't none of them motherfuckers do that shit.
No.
Everybody who ever won 5 motherfucking jackets, them some bitches dead now.
Yeah.
Boy, they in fucking wheelchairs or in a retirement home somewhere.
Tiger Woods didn't believe it when they told him they could get them. That's all that was.
He thought that he was untouchable when his daddy was alive.
You know, so fucked up, y'all. Tiger Woods. You know.
But those are the spinners, though. Those are the motherfucking pawns that they just try to put out there on the chessboard so that you pay attention to.
Right.
Why they doing all that trickery shit behind closed doors.
Well, you know, it's always like that in the motherfucking hood.
Now, look, I want to add on a cap on this one here. I want to give Reverend Al his little props on that run there because he did say something today when I was listening to the news this morning and everything, before I got ready for work and everything. And he said one motherfucking thing that really caught my ear was when he said that the youth, the mid adults, we're talking, but ain't nobody motherfucking listening.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, we've been talking.
Yeah.
Over the last how many years?
4 years.
All right? We've been talking over the last 4 years. And we have capped on certain issues. We have capped on certain situations. Our biggest gripe right now is that we feel that in corporate America, what are we missing? We're missing the employment input. And when he capped on that and said that, damn it, ain't enough jobs. Where are the jobs? And these are the issues that need to be brought to the forefront. And if individuals want to talk about what's going on in society, these are the issues. The reason why we're having so much turmoil is because individuals don't have an opportunity.
Yep.
You're constantly reminding them of the mistakes that they did make, whereas when you tell little Billy, he made a mistake, well, look, we know that you made a mistake and you done rehabilitated yourself, so now we're going to give you that second chance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, damn it, what happened to that fucking second chance?
They don't want to give it to us. They want to use you.
You can't use a motherfucker because the first thing that's going to happen, an individual is going to wise up. They're educating themselves now. And they're getting to the point where that you can't hold us back no more. You can't tell us that we can't get the jobs because we done broke the law. But yes, you could tell us that these are the jobs that hire felons.
Mm-hmm.
But now the place that hire felons is also still scrutinizing the motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, check this out. I want to give y'all an example of your back up against the wall. The way the media is playing the game right now is a fucking shame. You know what I'm saying? They silence some motherfuckers that speak out against what they're doing and this and that and the other and blah, blah, blah. If you don't go along with the scripted versions of what's happening, they're going to scrub you out. And that's the truth. Number two, they're offering all of these motherfucking classes and broadcasting and television and radio and this and that and the other. Would you want to be the man behind the scenes or in front of the camera? You know what I'm saying? That's just a question I'm posing to everybody. You know, if y'all know my name on Facebook and I ain't giving it to you, because if you don't know, then your ass just
don't know.
Period. So that's how we get down. And we look for all of y'all to join us sometime on the show. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody. And listen online. I know the Cavs is playing right now. But we ain't talking about the Cavs right now.
Cavs don't play till tomorrow.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they be in Chicago tomorrow.
All right, well, I watched a few minutes of the game last night, and I was laughing my ass off. I had to basically post some shit. Everything, man, y'all niggas, it's funny. That shit was funny, though. And they was talking about it on the news a little bit because they was bullshitting at the end of the game. It was like 9 minutes left or some shit like that. But then when they got down to like 2 minutes and these motherfuckers that came up, crept up on them like 6 more points, and then it was like 2 more points and these motherfuckers was in trouble. It was still like 2 minutes left in the game, you know. You could lose that motherfucker, and the coach was walking around, that motherfucker was red as a stop sign. Because they was fumbling the ball, missing shots. They was just like, well, how the fuck do you walk down 2 minutes and 37 seconds? You can't do it. The Bulls was like, man, fuck y'all niggas. Y'all only 10 points down. Y'all ain't playing with no raggedy team. Y'all better get the ball up. And they was going while they was trying to dribble the ball all slow and yawn. They was like, give me that ball. We'll play the rest of this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
And they squeaked their ass to a victory last night. Now, I don't know what that means to y'all, but to me, that's some funny ass shit. And it just might be that Rose is trying to get a ring.
What do you think going on? I told you in the beginning, dog, that look, if LeBron come back to Cleveland, his first year back, he got to win the championship.
Yeah.
He got to get a ring.
You got to.
If Cleveland don't get a ring, then I'm sorry, King James, they're going to shelf your ass too.
You got to go. Because
you didn't fuck around, and when you abandoned Cleveland and then went to motherfucking, you know, Miami and fucking won them two down there and then fucking left us fucking high and dry. Some bitch, you better come back to this motherfucker with that same tenacity and get it in.
Mm-hmm.
Some bitch, you. Because that's what the fuck they paying you for.
Mm-mm-mm.
I can't understand shit when they say the King James's team, some bitch. That means you better get that championship. Better get it.
And you wooing the crowd, King James.
They done built the motherfucking team around you and shit, so you better get it, nigga.
Y'all got the motherfucking basketball Bible in your hoop. So let's go ahead with it. So, I mean, me personally, I don't give a fuck, but I know everybody else does. So, you know, yay for your team. And I mean, everywhere you go, man, it's the talk of the town. This shit is, these motherfuckers gonna win the championship.
Well, I mean, I would like to see them do it for the simple fact that Cleveland has been waiting in the wind. We done fuck around, took this little young boy from Akron and everything, groomed him and motherfucking, you know, shined him all up just so that he could be the motherfucking superstar.
Right.
Just for a motherfucker to leave? Right. Oh, my goodness. This shit took his ass down on the square and whooped his motherfucking ass and then took him back into the arena. Just for fucking up like that and shit. Especially when they had that big ass motherfucking billboard sign up there with the motherfucking hands up in the air with the powder.
Right.
Man. That was too much. They put too much behind the boy for the boy to walk away. That's the only thing of what I'm saying.
Right. So y'all know what's up, man. We just do what the fuck we do right here on Hood Talk Radio on a Wednesday night. You know, we here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Sometimes we run a little late, you know what I'm saying, being in the hood and shit and all. But I was basically making some pothole videos and shit. I posted them on my page. You know, I don't really expect people to say nothing because it ain't got no titties in it. So, forgive me. Bam! I got to call them motherfuckers, like, tomorrow. But yeah, you got to do something, man. Right now, the championship is not as important as you believe that it is because it only benefits those. It's entertainment. It's a game. And if you understand what a game is, then you understand.
Big money, know, baby. It's big money. It's just like motherfucking having a casino and shit. You got so many motherfucking blackjack tables, so many slot machines and shit. You see what I'm saying? It's the same setup because, you know, if the arena don't make no money, then how the hell are you going to pay the damn player?
Really don't. You got to.
And I'm sorry. The shit is all based on, just like now. All right? You even if they get to Chicago, right? Now, they in Chicago now. They supposed to play tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they play tomorrow. Let's say they lose in Chicago. So, that means game 7 will be played in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But just imagine. Now, they already got, two games here?
Mm-hmm.
You get 2 games in Chicago plus 1 more. Then you get the spinner. The spinner is where whoever wins that 6th game, you see what I'm saying, can take it to where is it now. We can tie it up in the series,
mm-hmm.
and we can bring that money to this city,
mm-hmm.
or we can take it to that city.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, not really following this shit right now. It's up to the Cavs and the Bulls, huh?
Mm-hmm. No, this is just the East.
Oh, okay.
They got to still play the motherfuckers who win in the West.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Whoever wins the West.
I'm
now going to have to play the
I'm
East.
Sorry,
so
y'all.
The East and the West.
I'm sorry, y'all. I don't think it's going down this year. I thought this was it. You know what I mean? For real. Because I don't know. You know, but I'm saying, judging on what I've seen, I don't know. I know a lot of motherfuckers might not like me right now. But I don't give a fuck. I'll be on Facebook later. Now, I haven't been on Twitter. Everybody keeps telling me I need to be on Twitter with this shit because, you know, a lot of people be on Twitter, this and another. Not just Mike, but I'm a motherfucking internet junkie, man. So y'all have to forgive me because I speak my motherfucking mind and I don't give a fuck about who likes it or who don't. Ain't no lightning strikes, no boats, and nothing came through the house. So apparently, I'm trying to tell y'all motherfucking something that's right. But when it comes to what we do here, it's for real. No fun and games and all of that shit. We laugh, we joke, but we just serious about the shit that we talk about. You know, my co-host called me on the phone and said, man, I got some shit I want to talk about, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to open the floor to my nigga Cheese right here, Hood Talk Radio. What's up, man?
Yeah, I just really wanted to recap on a couple of things that I see that's going on out here in society. And I had, you know, touched notes on a couple of things when I was talking about Al Sharpton and everything. That this is the time. The time is where is it when you look at us empowering ourselves, education is the foremost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michelle did say it best, that, you know, soar for the sky. You know, let the stars be unlimited, but yet, therefore, have some direction.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what your goals are in life, then how can you succeed in saying that you achieved what you set out to do?
Right.
Right now, we are all droned out, more or less, because you got to look at what they're utilizing. Like now, legalizing marijuana and shit, right? The motherfucking homosexuality and shit that's really just flying off the motherfucking shelf and shit. To the point where is it now it's becoming acceptable. But yet, no employer said that you got a right to accept that shit.
Sure enough.
And they're fighting against it. And when you look at you not being prepared and having your necessary credentials and everything in order, where are we at? We're in a society where is it now you're, like they said, the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah.
Who the hell want to be in the have-not world?
Right.
I thought this was supposed to be in the land of fucking opportunity where that you can make and do whatever that you set out to be and set your mind to. But yet here, once again, what are you seeing? The unnecessary killings. The use of force behind the motherfucking authorities who's supposed to protect and serve the communities. Because don't that shit say that on the side of the motherfucking police car?
Mm-hmm.
Protect and serve the fucking community?
Well, the old ones, they don't say it no more. They don't got them on the cars no more. The new black and white, the blue, black
well,
and blue.
Well, I'll be damned. Well, see, there you go.
They took that shit off the car.
And once again, don't you call it the bamboozle? You been bamboozled again.
You say Cleveland police.
Now that you say it, you think about it, it do just say Cleveland police.
Now the old one with the gold and black and white
used to say protect and serve.
But those are safe for like the ones that be in the ARAP stores and the little old ladies that just be riding around seeing what they can see, taking paperwork from one school, checking up on the other, you know, one of her buddies that got kicked off the team and he not doing security at John Adams, you know, that type of shit. So, you know, they don't really be doing that. You could be doing 100 miles an hour. They ain't going to pull you over. They're going to follow you for a minute and tell you what sergeant capture I'm at. And go tell you where y'all is, you know, doing your dumb shit.
Well, you don't need to do that no more. But the simple fact is that when you look at what's going on in society now, you have face recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to necessarily be there, whereas that now you have put video cameras all up throughout all of the cities throughout the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you start doing that to your communities, you are now watching your community from afar.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now you used to be interactive. You were right there on the spot when some shit jumped off. You was able to respond to it.
Right.
Now here you call, a motherfucker don't come back, don't come around until motherfucker 5-10 minutes later.
Right.
But the shit didn't already happen. But the point I'm making here is that when you look at what's going on in society right now, education is our forefront. And for our young sisters and brothers out there who have now fallen on a bended knee, and once again, we're going to continue to emphasize on this because I feel that this shit to be lopsided just like the judicial system. If you had a strike or a couple strikes against you and you have rehabilitated yourself and you had not created any more infractions against anything in society over the last 5 years, that shit should be fucking expunged off your fucking record.
Off the meter.
So how is it you going back and trying to remind an individual of what you had already done in the past? Why are you constantly reminding us of what the fuck we done in the past? So you know what we're going to do? We're going to start holding the motherfucking government responsible for what they've done in the past and constantly keep reminding them now.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, hey, like they say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right?
I don't understand why it's not.
Now, look, we got here in the city of Cleveland the Seeds of Literacy, whereas that you can go plug yourself in, regardless of how old you are, what color you are, what fucking planet you come from. You go plug yourself in. It's called the Seeds of Literacy. And when you go and you check out that and you get yourself plugged in, you are now giving yourself an opportunity to turn everything around from where that they said that you couldn't do it. You can do it. And there is no fucking such thing as that you can't do anything. You can do anything as long as you put your fucking mind to it.
You damn right.
But if you let society fake you out saying that, oh, go buy the marijuana from the fucking shop or it's around the corner in your neighborhood. Why the motherfuckers ain't out in the white folks' neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Because them motherfuckers know that this shit, they don't want that traffic coming out there. And they don't want that shit in their neighborhood for the first place. Because it ain't nothing but just a negative stereotype.
Right. So I just put something out there, man. We plug in the show. Shameless plug, shameless plug. Platoons Radio will be hosting a football forum and also a banquet award ceremony at the Harvard Community Center. Y'all know where that is. This coming Saturday from 2 to 7. So y'all come and join us. It's going to be food, fun, and music. Clean family atmosphere. Check that shit out. And it's free. So come on, check it out, y'all. And for all y'all know who it is, it's Mike Monroe. You know what I mean? We're working out some details right now, but the final stages of the setup, I got a surprise for everybody. And if y'all trying to participate, you know what I'm saying, it won't cost you nothing unless you're trying to sell something. But as long as you're giving shit away for free, you know what I'm saying, you're welcome to join us.
Take heed of the opportunity, people, whereas if you get an opportunity to meet and greet and pass out your CDs. So therefore, people will know who you are. That's how we network, people. That's how people get to know who you are. Even if you just came through and blew through and just passed out your CDs, you still did a meet and greet. But see, you got to remember, society, if we are not properly groomed, then we're not going to know.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Hey, man, you know what? I'm thinking about some motherfucking business cards and shit. And I was wondering, because a lot of motherfuckers don't take into consideration when they take their pictures, they don't want to be greasy.
All that shit, yeah. Their faces be shiny, motherfucker. You be like, damn, dude. You know, you can't make yourself light skin by putting some grease on and taking a picture.
That flash brings out clarity. It's not supposed to brighten your skin. But goddamn, man, wipe some of that damn sweat off your face.
You get a paper towel and dab that motherfucker. Dab it.
And if you really want to go for the professional look, stop having all the laser electronic digital effects placed all over your fucking business card. That's cool if you were a nail tech or a beautician. But, you know, if you want, you trying to, you know, do your thing, man, you can't have, you know, fucking Chevy Impala sitting on 30s on your business card and thinking some white person or somebody going to take you serious. You know what I mean? This is not going to happen.
It's like the elders used to tell us when we were growing up. Your first impression, your first impression is your last impression.
Mm-hmm.
So understand it and be wise on the decision that you're making and what you're trying to do.
And learn how to turn your gangster off and on.
Yeah.
That's right. It ain't nothing wrong with being hood, but you also too have to know how to be professional.
Yeah.
English is right.
And see, they don't give it to us just like they just took the damn curse of writing out of school. How the hell is you going to take the curse of writing out of fucking school? And what frustrates me the most is that they always talk about the fucking kids as an obese and everything, but yet you got these motherfucking kids running on motherfucking hyperspeed and shit, and you done took the motherfucking art, you done took the damn gym, you done took the motherfucking, you know, little curricular activity shit where it took them an opportunity to unwind a little bit. Diffuse their brains before they had to go into the next motherfucking major study run.
Right.
Now, here you got a motherfucking trying to make robots. Just like now, they had on the fucking news the other day, they said a baby. Babies are fucking using the motherfucking electronics equipment and shit at the fucking age of fucking 2. You can't even fucking comprehend the world
right.
at 2.
Force feeding them, man. They force feeding them. Now, you know, it's hard enough for us to learn how to use the shit. You know, we ain't technologically.
But look, I'm saying, it's not to say that you can't groom a child to do that, but yet you're making a drone.
Right.
You're going to eventually have that baby get to a point in his life where he's going to break.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ain't going to fucking want to do that shit no more.
Right.
And then he's going to be like, fuck all y'all.
Well,
then he's going to be a crazy motherfucker.
Because what's going to happen? What happens? Listen to this. Remember them few years ago, man, where we had that what you call that motherfucking thing? The blackout. Now, we wasn't that far advanced. Everybody had tablets and this and that and the other, whoopie, whoopie, whoop. But what would these kids do nowadays, man, without no motherfucking electronics?
And we had another blackout now?
Yeah, we had another blackout right now.
Man, these motherfucking kids be plugged into generators and shit.
They be climbing the pole looking
right,
for the power source.
They techie babies.
They check babies, man.
They be fucking bouncing off the satellite.
You know it, right?
And we don't need no landline.
Man, if you turn that dish right there. You know what I'm saying? No, man, come on, y'all.
I'm telling you, they had a movie back in the days, man. It was called Solar Babies.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And now all these motherfucking kids, man, was all highly sophisticated in the technological world. They could do all that. They could get on a motherfucking computer and they could break down shit and scramble break into shit. You see,
and they
man?
Can do that shit now.
Now! So when you look at our motherfucking technological world, right? Why not take these little motherfuckers, the brainiacs, and evolve their asses to the point where it's not? You motherfuckers want to explore a different planet? Let's set up some programs and shit where we can go ahead and get some motherfucking coordinates and everything set up and some motherfucking spacecraft built in a respectable time frame now. Here's the space challenge. at a respectable time frame, all the fucking countries around the world, look, get y'all motherfucking peoples in gear. Get into building you a motherfucking techie craft and everything. If the big fucking corporations can do this shit, why the motherfucking little small people can't do it? That's where some of the greatest inventions come from, is the small people. Mm-hmm. And when you overlook them, and then you got these motherfucking brainiac and wizards, this motherfucker coming out of MIT and everything, where they overthinking the motherfucking solution, here's a motherfucker give you a motherfucking straight and narrow direct run to the problem, and there it's fixed.
Man, let me tell y'all something. I just came across a book that talked about Archimedes and how they dogged him out back in the days, and the monks. The same monks, now listen to this crazy shit, the same monks that, excuse me, supposedly lived in the caves and had the ancient writings about Jesus and all of this. These same motherfuckers had two books written by Archimedes. And on both books, these motherfuckers took something and rubbed the ink off the pages and wrote on top of them. So, you know, this super rich motherfucker went to what they call a swap meet for millionaires and, you know, people with access, okay? And he bought this book for $2 million and had this motherfucker tested and looked at, and they found the original text that Archimedes had wrote under the scribbling. Now, without damaging what the monks wrote on it, what they call the Book of Prayers, was a whole bunch of shit that Archimedes had worked out, formulas and this and that and the other, and used what he called mathematics. And these motherfuckers, man, they, the government want that book bad.
Yeah.
Because they said just the information that they was able to recover from a few pages would have fucking pushed us in our motherfucking space exploration programs and shit. We could have been doing what we're doing now back in 1963 had they had the information that they trying to get.
And the only reason why we're taking these baby steps and going through this little small evolution through our own space exploration is because, see, we are babies at this. Mm-hmm. Through the last cataclysmic destruction that happened on the planet, everybody was motherfucking destroyed.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Every fucking body was destroyed and the planet had to fucking reboot and start all over again. The motherfuckers that was hiding off in the mountains and them caves. Remember when we watched that documentary and them motherfuckers showed us them motherfucking caverns all in the mountains and shit, and the motherfuckers had sliding doors and shit?
Yeah.
What the fuck was all that shit for? If a motherfucker wasn't hunkered down.
Right.
All right? Some shit was going on the planet at that time bombarded by this motherfucking catastrophe like we had got back in 2012 when the motherfucking asteroid came in this motherfucker and had that sonic boom that happened up in Russia. When that shit jumped off and everything, that shit didn't do nothing but just etch it in stone. When they said that was the end of the Mayan calendar, they had predicted that another motherfucker meteor would be, an asteroid would be on its trajectory to this fucking planet around this time.
Mm-hmm.
And what the fuck did we get? Did we get a sonic boom in 2012?
Damn sure. Damn sure. Well, you know, they're saying it's another, some more shit is coming. So
it's going to be boomeranging itself coming back in 2029.
Yeah, that motherfucking shit ain't over with, though. They got a
That's
whole bunch
why
of shit
right now, out. Shit, everybody is on this motherfucking space exploration run to get the fuck on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Because you gotta remember, Mars is over that way. So if that motherfucker is coming and they do hit planet Earth, this motherfucker planet gonna be fucked up. We're going back into an ice age.
Right. And they don't want that to happen, man. That's why the motherfuckers is buying up all the free land and going underground with all these bunkers, man. I'm telling you, it's all.
But look, I'm telling you right now, I give less than a damn on all of that shit about bunkers and all that kind of shit. If that motherfucker hit this fucking planet like it did, look at that motherfucker holding
the water. What we gonna do, man?
That shit ain't nothing but just, like they said, that's a million atomic bombs replicating across the fucking planet.
We wouldn't even know it.
It's over.
Wouldn't even know it, man.
Oh,
no. Nope. You sitting here watching TV.
Damn.
and it's over.
So what the fuck is you worried about? You can't stop it?
You can't stop some shit like that from coming from outer space.
Right.
Only thing that you can do is that you can get all of these other motherfucking space motherfucking agencies around the world, get their asses together. Now, y'all already got the motherfucking space station out there. Y'all better get some buck rocks and shit going on. Get your asses up there with that Hubble telescope. Scomb the motherfucking skies. If you see some shit out there, take your motherfucking meteor laser shit that you've been fucking around down here on the planet with, blowing up shit, and go out there and do some fucking asteroid blasting.
Right. Do what you gotta do.
Do what you gotta do. Cause shit, think about it. Now we're gonna bring the real live asteroid game to real life.
Right. You know, it's a lot of shit going on out here, man, and we have no clue of, you know. And the sad thing is that people just refuse to open their eyes. You see all this shit, you skip over the shit to look at some Vine shit or some niggas acting like women on the internet. You know, that shit ain't appealing. No way, no how. So let's give up all that dumb shit and let everybody be normal again.
I'd rather take the mushroom cap people over the motherfucking homosexual.
Yeah, me too.
So, damn it, if you mushroom cappers want to come and fucking invade, come on out!
Come on out.
Let's run all the motherfucking homosexuals. I'll take your ass back in those.
Right.
And put a cap on your asses and shit, because right now that shit is not cool. I don't like to sit down and try to explain to my daughter why two fucking women are kissing in the mouth. That shit to me is fucking disgusting. That shit is not supposed to be. And if you motherfuckers want to do that shit, y'all need to pick y'all motherfucking island somewhere and go get the fuck on that island.
Right.
And y'all have your own motherfucking world. Y'all can set your own motherfucking government up and that thing. Y'all can do your own motherfucking thing.
Do your own thing.
But right now in society and in corporate America, we don't really look at that shit as being acceptable, people.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I ain't got nothing against you. You do your thing, but shit, damn.
Well, you know,
the problem with it is you need to keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
You gotta wear it on the shoulder.
Right.
Like religion.
Keep it to yourself.
It's there, but we ain't gotta discuss it. It ain't gotta be a topic that we talk about.
Exactly.
It's gotta be something. I mean, if you my friend, I ain't gotta know about who you sleeping with. What kind of sex you having? That ain't my, I don't care to know that.
And for you damn fucking TV advertisers and that thing, you nasty something bitches, y'all disgusting because y'all ain't doing nothing but perpetuating that shit.
Goddamn right.
So it doesn't
matter.
Hey,
you
know.
That's what it's there for, man.
Yeah, it's some shit. I was surfing through my cable channels. I'm new to the cable world. I'm surfing through my cable channels and I come across a show called Catfish something.
Okay.
And I didn't know
what
it was. I sat there, they was on the beach,
you
and I'm thinking
Catfish.
I'm finna see another motherfucker, one of them. We got to get him, bro. I'm thinking I'm finna see one of them catfish.
Like
motherfucker stick his hand in the mud, pull the catfish outside.
No, that's and wrong catfish.
Oh my God, man.
Wrong catfish.
I don't
know. Right. I don't know if this lobby was done. Well, I fucking around and landed on the wrong channel.
Oh, man.
That's a different type of fish.
That's sushi.
Sushi.
Right.
And it's so crazy that they can make a whole show.
I told Trees, I said, look, how the hell? They got some shit like this on motherfucking TV, man.
It ain't just the media, man. It's the preachers and the churches, too. Y'all motherfuckers need to be shot, man, because let me tell you something. This is how they let the motherfucking shit go. Now, in the Old Testament, tell you that shit ain't right. But see, Jesus came along and said, oh, don't worry about what my father said. He sent me. And he even said, he said, we're going to include all people. So, you know what? When that motherfucker said, see, God don't want us. But Jesus do. Now, if Jesus is God manifested in flesh, and God said, no faggot, who the hell is Jesus to change? Didn't God make him too?
That's right.
So, basically, Jesus did is doing the same thing Satan want to do. So Jesus like,
somewhere along the line, I think that's a new interpretation.
Yeah, it is a new
interpretation. And add in, once again, it was not said in the beginning in the Old Testament because it said it's supposed to be between a man and a woman.
That's right.
It ain't say nothing about me. When you look at the animals, all animals have fucking sex. It ain't no motherfucking strays just running around.
Right.
They can't make each other. How the fuck is they gonna fucking be new sheep if it ain't a female sheep?
Right. And they so in tune that they.
So when you look at what's going on, it was always supposed to be this way. It's just like what they did in Constantine era.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, damn, we're going to take all these fucking religions and we're going to put them into one fucking nutshell and we're going to come up with all of this shit and we're going to call it Christianity. And we're going to run with this shit. And whoever don't fucking like it, kill them some bitches.
Kill them.
Get rid of them. Because they're against the grain. And that's when the crusade started. And they got rid of all the motherfuckers. And where we at now? We're right back at the crest, but now coming back to where that they say you can be whatever the fuck you want to be. That's another fucking adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't come back and fucking rewrite the fucking history.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, that's the shit that fucks me up. Now they got another new international version. They got the what they call the Illuminati version of the international Bible. And now they even took words out and changed words, substituted words that's supposed to be similar in meaning, but actually don't. Because when you change a word, you know what I'm saying, and substitute it with something else, it takes it out of context. So it actually changes the meaning and the definition of the word or the whole passage.
But you got to remember, why are they doing that? It is to sway the mind,
mm-hmm.
to get you to think in a different pattern form.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, in society, it was groomed on you to understand that education is the forefront, but they wouldn't let nobody else but the white folks get the education.
Right.
So when everybody else started asking about the education and everything, then they started changing the forefront on how the fucking education was being dictated to you. Now
what
here we are up to where the motherfucking kids are fucking stressed out on SAT tests and shit because you don't know how the motherfucking kids' brains think.
Well, you do. But it ain't. It's only the white kids that you're concerned about. See, the white kids know the shit that you're testing on. Black kids don't.
Well,
that's why they send the test that they send to the white kids to the black kids, and the black kids don't think like white kids. So we got a totally different upbringing. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So, and when it comes to certain things, man, common sense for us ain't common sense for them, because they taught methodically.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We basically live by
the ghetto.
The ghetto rules. I was going to be nice about this shit and say the environment.
This motherfucker hit us hard. They said, you come from the ghetto.
We stay in the ghetto.
And that's what we know. We've been raised and brought bred from the ghetto. That's
but
why
see,
we have.
See, them motherfuckers don't want us to stay in the ghetto. You know what it is, dude? Let me tell you something. And now, if anything should be a prophecy, it should be a prophecy that for 400 years you motherfuckers are going to suffer. And then sooner or later, your ass is going to wake up and turn some shit out. Personally, I think, now, I ain't no Christian, but I would say this is the Creator saying, all right, motherfuckers, this is how far down the pike y'all want to go before y'all get up and do something.
Right.
And that's what the fuck you going to get. I'm going to sit back and watch it go down the pike. When y'all motherfuckers get tired of burning up your own motherfucking houses and shit and buying all they shit and spending all your money on they shit and, you know, not coming up with all y'all smart asses to come up with a way to get the fuck around without getting in trouble and this, that, and that. We don't got to go by they. We live by they rules because we would rather not do this shit ourselves. Do you know how many motherfuckers out here say, I don't want no house, man. I'd rather just pay rent. For real?
Right.
Please
you don't want to have
money.
Your own fucking, but you got to understand, what did you say in the beginning?
Shoot.
Methodically, they were taught, the white folks methodically were taught business mind
yep.
on how to take property and use it as an investment
yep.
to borrow against what you want in life.
Yep.
You could take a motherfucking $100,000 home and go borrow $200,000.
Right.
And open up a business.
Yeah.
Whereas now a black man want to go and fucking say, I'm going to go take my little paycheck while I go live in an apartment. Yeah. Never ever having the fucking opportunity to even have credit or have anything to invest upon. Whereas now you got to say that same thing again. You were never taught that in the ghetto.
To even think that.
How are you to be taught that if you're not groomed upon it?
Right.
See, that's my point of what I was saying when I made that point earlier. If we are not willing to look at our youth and our babies and everything and say, listen, young man, stop all that damn using that profanity and everything. Respect your elders and where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody is so quick to go ahead and close their mouth now because they think these motherfuckers go get buck wild. You got to remember, assault charges will warrant the motherfucker to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to jail, that means that you don't get to go home.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then that means that you have to pay society now in order for you to be free again.
That's right.
Now, when you start thinking about your freedom on how you have to pay to be free,
yep.
Think about it, people. You are paying the fucking judicial system to be free, and you're black.
Yeah.
So, in other words, you might as well just go get back on the motherfucking plantation then.
Man. What good.
So, think about it, people.
Yeah.
Don't pay the motherfucking system to be free. Manipulate the system to get the money so that, therefore, you can get your own fucking riches and don't have to give them a fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, the motherfuckers come and purchase shit, goods and services from you and your corporation. And I made an observation earlier. I was talking to one of my coworkers, and I was like, you know, they trying to get rid of us so bad, them motherfuckers don't even realize, man. If they get rid of every nigga on this planet, do you know what's going to happen to them? They're going to eat themselves. They're going to eat themselves because they don't know how to dress. They ain't going to know how to learn no new dances. They ain't going to know how to talk no more. And they're going to eat themselves because, you know, why they going to get sick of looking at white people? They're going to start hating each other.
That's right.
It ain't gonna be no more. My goodness, it's gonna, that's right.
No, they picked the next minority.
Mm-hmm.
No, they run that shit down because the first thing that they did, because they didn't get it.
Look, man, it ain't, if they kill all the black skinned folks off the planet, it ain't gonna be nothing but white skinned folks, dude. I'm telling
and
you.
And then they'll pick a lower class society that they will hate again.
The white people.
That's right. And then they will use them as their pawns for anything that's fucked up in society.
The more white people.
Is why they're the cause of it.
Hey, talking about clones. Imagine a whole world full of blonde hair, blue eyed motherfuckers walking around. Mine.
And the motherfuckers are
going to eat themselves. I'm telling you. The motherfuckers will be back up in the crocodile's mouth trying to figure out where the fuck they went wrong. And then Yakub gonna come back and say, I told you.
Don't fuck around, because it'll never ever be. You will never ever get rid of the DNA strand.
If y'all don't believe me, check the scientific study, man. You white motherfuckers. Excuse me for y'all, that's cool. But y'all generations, man, you don't gotta believe me. But all you got to do is check the studies, check the facts. Y'all population is not growing. There's more old white people than it is babies being born. So that means a big chunk of y'all population will be dying off pretty soon. And we understand that you're not happy about that. I am not the man that made up the information. I'm just the one that's relaying it. Y'all, you can act like it's bullshit if you want to. That's totally up to you. But I'm only stating the facts to you. That's
better get the fucking.
That's what, you know. No, because they say that they more focused, the women, the white women, are more concerned and focused on their education and their financial security.
Yeah, they're babies when they're old.
Right. So that means they only have one.
Nicki Minaj.
They only have one or two, whereas they used to have 10.
Why do you think all these
14. Remember they used
to have. You can have a baby today and in 4 weeks have your flat stomach again.
Oh, no, yeah, they want that.
Goddamn.
They want that. But look, remember when them motherfuckers used to want to have, they had to have them motherfucking 14 motherfucking kids.
Hey, you know who did it to them, Mike. You know who did it to them.
That's what kept the what we call the DNA strand of the Caucasus line intact, because they married them in to other rich royalty families.
Who, listen to me, who did it. Now, y'all know historically the white man dogged this woman out, his mama, sister, cousin, auntie, grandma. Mm-hmm. He ain't give a fuck about none of them. He made them do you. I mean, look, the black women and the white women back in the Civil Rights Movement era had to band together so that the white woman could vote.
Right. So that the white woman could vote her. Because the black woman still couldn't vote yet.
The hunky was in the motherfucking military fighting a war, and they had to have a special congressional meeting on whether or not to let women out the house so that they can work in the factories.
Yep.
To help do the job. They had to have a meeting.
Like they was just so incapable.
Yeah.
Like they couldn't.
Oh, no. You can't step your ass off that front porch.
Because you know why? Where were they transitioning from?
Man, shit, the colony.
No. Them motherfuckers was coming from the farm.
Yeah, they was coming from the farm.
They were coming from the farm.
Everybody
knew how to run a fucking farm like the back of their hand.
Well, I can drive that tractor, can't sing. I'm not about running that damn machine.
Well, you talk about bringing them to the city life.
Yeah.
See, that was the transition. In the 50s, in the half of the fucking century, was like, like I told Therese. We are not in the fucking 21st century. We are in the 20th century.
Right.
People, wake the fuck up. We just left the 19th century. We are in the 20th century.
We are
not in the 21st century.
Well, you know, they started it from day one, you know, according to Jesus' death.
This can't be no motherfucking day one.
That's what I'm saying. Why the fuck did this shit count down to Jesus' death? What the fuck was that? And then they started at 1 A.D., it was whatever year B.C., and then it was 1 A.D.
Hello.
You know what I mean? What the fuck was that? You skipped over zero. Zero is a number.
Right.
Even though you don't get it, you can look at a calculator, you can look at a telephone, you can look at a computer, a keypad, you can look at a remote control, you can look at a security interface, you can look at anything, you can look at the binary code. Zero is a number. And everything that works electronically and digitally right now that has a code, there are a series of ones and zeros. Zero means something. You know what I mean? Don't mean nothing or else it wouldn't be there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
When you have 0000, that means time is up. There is no more. It means something. All gone. Cash gone. When you check your card and say,
then that motherfucker, what's going to happen? When that motherfucker get ready to keep spinning and they keep wild, what's it going to do? It's going to fold.
One. And when it go one, that's when shit changed.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying? See, what we got to realize, y'all, first of all, how long is an age? We live in ages. Our fucking existence in this planet, and time does not specifically revolve around milliseconds and nanoseconds and minutes and hours, days, months, years. It reflects time periods. Time periods, y'all. Don't forget about periods of time. History is important to everybody. You gotta know where the fuck you came from, or else you won't know where you're going. All right, we got 3 minutes left to go on the show. I want to thank my co-host Cheese and Teresa for the input in tonight's show. So y'all know, man, the shit is for real. Now, y'all know we always go through our little information tidbit segment, and just because we run out of time, I'm going to keep it short. Now, you know, we always come across information that is not necessarily important right now, but it's just some shit that's interesting, you know, basically to me, and I thought that it would be cool to share. Now, it's so funny that it takes 18 years. It would take 18 years, okay, for the fastest jet plane on the planet to reach the sun.
18 years?
18 years. And it's a one-way trip, but it would take 18 years to get there. If it could get that close.
Before it burn up?
Yeah. 18
Why the fuck would you
want
to go to the sun?
Why the fuck would you want to go to the sun?
Fuck that shit. You got a better shot of going to Mars.
All right. Here's another bit of information.
Well, no, it only take fucking 18 months to get to Mars.
All right. So I guess they might want to burn the fuck up. You know what I mean? They want to waste some money and blow some money. So just to see what'll happen, somebody try to go to the sun.
Maybe they're testing the force field.
Could be, but we wouldn't know it for 18 years. What happened?
Shit, motherfuckers won't be allowed to even fucking test the results.
See, I don't even know if I want to know what's going to happen when Sirius B goes around Sirius A every 49 years. What happened? You know, we should have been thinking about that shit, but we didn't know. It's too late. We'll never know.
Right.
What's going to happen? But here's another one, y'all, before we get out of here. Our DNA. When you're happy, there are electronic signals in our DNA that changes the molecular structure of the pulse and the frequency of our sound waves, man. So if you always keep your ass in a good mood and this and that and the other, all your bodily functions is going to work right. When you start acting like your ass in a funk and this and that and the other, you walk around with a grimace all the time, that's when you get the bubble guts and all this and all that shit. Stiff and soaked and achy. All right, if you don't believe me, I don't care. Check the shit out for yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole nature of Hood Talk Radio, man. We just bring you the awareness. It's up to you. It's like you read that Bible and you study to find yourself approved, learn some stuff about some shit about yourself. This your boy E-Max.
Jeez.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This has been Hood Tunes Radio tonight. We'll be on Friday night with Hood Tunes Radio at 8 o'clock. Y'all know what's up.
We out of here.
Peace, man. Y'all be good.
See the literacy.
Cleveland, stand up. Go Cavs, man. Go Cavs. Just like that.